Welcome to the Transitions Daily podcast. Transitions Daily is an online recovery group that offers a daily distribution of popular recovery resources accompanied by a secret Facebook group for discussion. We hope you enjoy today's readings.
This is Transitions Daily for April 28th, read by Buddy C. from Atlanta, Georgia. AA thoughts for the day. Arrogance. I am a firm believer in both guidance and prayer, but I am fully aware and humble enough, I hope, to see there may be nothing infallible about my guidance. The minute I figure I have got a perfectly clear pipeline to God, I have become egotistical enough to get into real trouble. Nobody can cause more needless grief than a power driver who thinks he has got it straight from God. As Bill sees it, page 38. Thought to consider, the smallest package in the world is an alcoholic wrapped up in just themselves. AA acronyms, ISM, I sponsor myself. Some good ones today. Just for today, discovery from Bill's story. At the hospital, I was separated from alcohol for the last time. Treatment seemed wise, for I showed signs of delirium tremens. There I humbly offered myself to God, as I then understood God, to do with me as He would. I placed myself unreservedly under His care and direction. I admitted for the first time that of myself I am nothing, that without Him I am lost. I ruthlessly faced my sins and became willing to have my newfound friend take them away, root and branch. Have not had a drink since. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 13. Daily Reflections, Two Magnificent Standards. All AA progress can be reckoned in terms of just two words, humility and responsibility. Our whole spiritual development can be accurately measured by our degree of adherence to these magnificent standards. As Bill sees it, page 271. To acknowledge and respect the views, accomplishments, and prerogatives of others, and to accept being wrong shows me the way of humility. To practice the principles of AA in all my affairs guides me to be responsible. Honoring these precepts gives credence to Tradition 4 and to all other traditions of the fellowship. Alcoholics Anonymous has evolved a philosophy of life full of valid motivations, rich in highly relevant principles and ethical values, a view of life which can be extended beyond the confines of the alcoholic population. To honor these precepts, I need only to pray and care for my fellow man as if each one were my brother. As Bill sees it, prelude to the program. Few people will sincerely try to practice the AA program unless they have hit bottom, for practicing AA steps means the adoption of attitudes and actions that almost no alcoholic who is still drinking can dream of taking. The average alcoholic, self-centered in the extreme, doesn't care for this prospect, unless he has to do these things in order to stay alive himself. 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, page 24. We know that the newcomer has to hit bottom, otherwise not much can happen. Because we're drunks who understand him, we can use at depth the nutcracker of the obsession plus the allergy as a tool of such power that it can shatter his ego. Only thus can he be convinced that on his own unaided resources, he has little or no chance. That's from AA Today, page 8. Big Book quote, these men have found something brand new in life. Though they knew they must help other alcoholics if they would remain sober, that motive became secondary. It was transcended by the happiness they found in giving themselves for others. Alcoholics Anonymous, A Vision for You, page 159. 24 hours a day, AA thought for the day. We're so glad to be free from liquor that we do something about it. We get into action. We come to meetings regularly. We go out and try to help other alcoholics. We pass on the good news whenever we get a chance. In a spirit of thankfulness to God, we get into action. The AA program is simple. Submit yourself to God, find release from liquor, and get into action. Do these things and keep doing them, and you're all set for the rest of your life. Have I got into action? Meditation for the day. God's eternal quest must be the tracking down of souls. You should join Him in His quest. through briars, through waste places, through glades, up mountain heights, down into valleys. God leads you, but ever with his leadership goes your helping hand. Glorious to follow where the leader goes. You're seeking lost sheep. You're bringing the good news into places where it has not been known before. You may not know which soul you will help, but you can leave all results to God. Just go with him in his eternal quest for souls. Prayer for the day. I pray that I may follow God in his eternal quest for souls. I pray that I may offer God my helping hand. Hazelden Foundation, P.O. Box 176, Center City, Minnesota, 55012. I'm Buddy, and I'm an alcoholic.
We hope you enjoy today's readings. You can also receive Transitions Daily via email and discuss today's readings in our secret Facebook group. So for more information, go to dailyaaemails.com today.
Other than the 24 hours a day reading, unless otherwise specified, all quotes copyright Alcoholics Anonymous World Services, Inc., 1952 through 2001.